Welcome back to the Always Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the fourth chapter of Maseches Adios. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Ches and Tes. Mishnah Ches is actually, I think, one of the most important Mishnayos in Shas, and we'll see why when we get to the little notes at the end of the Mishnah. So we're continuing in the areas in which Beis Shammai is lenient and Beis Hillel is stringent, the exceptions to the usual order of things. And Mishnah Ches tells us, Beis Shammai matirin es hatzaros la'achim. So tzaros are co-wives. So if a man has two wives, each one is a wife to him, but they are tzaros to each other. So sometimes a person can be married to a woman who is not permitted to marry the brother if Yibum should happen. Yibum is when a husband would die childless and his brother would marry the widow. Normally, a man cannot marry his brother's wife, but Yibum is an exception. So now, let's say that I had a brother, which I don't. But if I had a brother and my brother was married to my mother-in-law, that would be permitted. But if my brother were to die, I could not marry my mother-in-law because she is prohibited to me as the mother of my wife. So, Beis Shammai says that if there's a second wife involved, then the surviving brother can marry the second wife. Beis Hillel says that's not permitted. So Beis Hillel osrin. Beis Hillel do not allow that. So these tzaros are permitted according to the opinion of Beis Shammai, not according to the opinion of Beis Hillel. Chaltzu, if they performed chalitza, if they dissolved the bond between the brother and the widow, Beis Shammai poslim mina kahuna. Beis Shammai says then that those women may not marry Kohanim because they are the functional equivalent of divorcees. Beis Hillel machshirin, but Beis Hillel say they can marry Kohanim because since Chalitza wasn't necessary, because there's no bond to begin with, therefore it's not tantamount to divorce. Nisyabmu, if they performed Yibum, meaning that they married the surviving brother. Beis Shammai machshirin. Beis Shammai says then if they're widowed from the second marriage, they can marry Kohanim because they're just regular widows. Or Beis Hillel poslim. But Beis Hillel say they can't because they were married to someone not permitted to them. Va'af apisha elu poslim ve'elu machshirin. This is the part that is extremely important. Even though each school said that some women were not allowed to marry Kohanim and some were, and they differed in this, nevertheless, lo nimnu Beis Shammai Milisa Nashim Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai did not hesitate to marry women from the school of Beis Hillel, from their camp. Below Beis Hillel, Milisa Nashim Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel did not hesitate to marry women from Beis Shammai. So they relied upon each other's words. So they differed in who was in a forbidden relationship. Not that these were necessarily common circumstances, but they were potentially possible. And nevertheless, they would rely upon each other and in fact intermarry. And also, v'kol ha'taharos v'hatumos shehayu elu matarin ve'elu matamin. Similarly, when it comes to all the matters of ritual purity and impurity, where one school would declare something pure and the other school would declare it impure and vice versa, nevertheless, lo nimnu lihios osim taharos elu al gab elu. They would not hesitate to prepare things in purity on one another's utensils. So again, they relied on each other. That's not to say they disregarded their own rules, but if it's sort of like if you would have a guest at your house who keeps a different standard of kashrus, and then you would tell your guest, this is Chalav Yisrael, this is not Chalav Yisrael, so your guest who only eats Chalav Yisrael would know what he can and cannot eat. So that's what Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai did, and it's a very important lesson, because we see them argue so many places throughout the Mishnah and Gemara, and nevertheless, they had this kind of relationship. Let us look in the Bart Nuro. Matirnes Hatzaros La'achin, Beis Shammai permitted the co-wives to marry the brothers. Tzaras erva matirin osa lehisyabim la'achin. So we're talking about the co-wives of a forbidden relationship, such as in my example, if my brother is married to my mother-in-law plus another woman, then Beis Shammai would allow me to marry the other woman if my brother passed away. The leis lehu drasha, the isha el achosa lo sichak letzaros. They don't have the drasha, the explanation of the verse, which says that you can't marry your wife's sister in order to make them rivals. So it's learned from that you can't marry the sister or the co-wives of the sisters. So because of that, Beis Hillel would prohibit the co-wives, but Beis Shammai doesn't have that drasha, so they would permit it. Chaltzu, if they perform chalitza, meaning they dissolve the bonds that exist between the widow and the brother-in-law. Hatzaros min ha'achin. So we're talking about the co-wives from the brothers. Beishamai poslin. Beishamai say they are prohibited. Hatzaros, meaning the ones who did this chalitza. Min ha'kahuna. They're not allowed to marry kohanim. Shechalitza san chalitza. Because the chalitza they did is valid. So as I said, they are the functional equivalents of divorces. Ubeishilo machshirin. But if they perform chalitza, Beishilo says they can marry kohanim. Shechalitza san shelo litzara chaisa. Because it's an unnecessary chalitza. It's just a random act. It's not actually a valid legal transaction. Bahari hi kecholetzes min hanachri. And it's like doing chalitza with a woman who's not involved with the situation at all. If I walk up to some random woman on the street and she takes off my shoe and spits in my face, that's not chalitza. So it would actually have to have a bond in order to be a halachically valid act. And Beis Hillel feel that this is not that case. However, nisyabmu, if they performed yibum, la'achin, to the brothers, beishamai machshirin, then beishamai say they're good in order to marry kohanim. Who? How? Osam l'kohanim, those wives, those widows can marry kohanim, im nisalmenu mi'mehen, if they are widowed from the brothers-in-law. So if they marry the brother-in-law and then he later dies, they can marry kohanim because they're just regular widows. Ubeis Hillel poslin, but Beis Hillel say no, in such a case they cannot marry kohanim. Shinimbalu l'asr lahen, because they had relations with somebody who's prohibited to them. Panaves l'asr la, asas a zona, and a woman who has relations with someone who's prohibited to her is what's called a zona. V'zona asur l'kohen, and she's not permitted to marry a kohen. Nevertheless, lo nimnu, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai did not hesitate to marry one another's women. Even though the offspring of co-wives who would marry the brothers in such a case would be considered mamzerim, according to the opinion of Beis Hillel, Ledivrei Beis Hillel, Shahari be'isur eshes achim aleihem, because they have the prohibition of marrying your brother's wife attached to them, ve'eshes ach bekares. And that's a sin that is punishable with kares, by spiritual excision. Ubnei chayve krisos mamzerinheim, and the offspring of relations that carry a penalty of kares are mamzerim. Afal pikein, nevertheless, lo nimnun beis hillel milisa nashim beis shammai, the people from the school of Beis Hillel did not hesitate to marry women from the school of Beis Shammai. Lefi shahayu modin lehem, osam habos min hatzaros, because they would tell them who was the product of such a relationship so that the people from Beis Hillel would be able to separate from such shiduchim. So we see that they would rely upon one another's words. They may disagree on what the halacha is, but they're not going to let their friends do things that go against the halacha as they understand it. Similarly, they would lend utensils elu agav elu. Mashilim klehem elu la'elu. They would lend their utensils one to another, so they could prepare things in state of purity, relying on the word of the people from the other school. That is Mishnah Ches. Let us now continue immediately with Mishnah Tes. Shlosha achim. Let's say there are three brothers. Shnayim mehem nesuin l'shtei achoyos, ve'echad mufne. Two of the brothers are married to sisters, and the third one is single. He's not related to this relationship at all. He's got no wife and no other ties. Meis echad mibalei achayos, v'asa ba mufne maimar. So now let's say that one of the brothers who is married to one of the sisters dies, and the single brother performs maimar. He makes the first step in performing yibum with her. V'acharchach meis achiv hasheni. And after that, the second brother dies. So after he started the process to marry the widow, but before he completed it, the second brother dies, and now he's got ties to the two sisters. Beishamai omri, Beishamai say, ishto imo. He says his wife is with him. He gets to retain the first wife with whom he had performed maimar, the first stage in performing yibum. Bahalateitse mishum achos isha, and the other one has no bond to him. She's dissolved altogether because she is the sister of his wife. Ubeis Hillel omrim, but Beis Hillel disagree, and they say mosias ishto beget v'chalitza. They say that the one with whom he performed maimar, he has to send out with both a get and chalitza. He has to both divorce her and perform chalitza. Yes, eishes achiv b'chalitza, and the second wife, the one from the brother who died afterwards, he has to perform chalitza. So he has to separate from both. Zohi Sha'amru, and this is regarding which they said, Ilo al Ishto v'ilo al Eshes Achiv. Woe to him because of his wife, and woe to him because of the wife of his brother. Meaning that he could have had either of them, but now he can have neither of them. Let us look in the Bart Nuro. Maimar, Kiddushin. So marriage has two stages, and the first of them is called Kiddushin. So when we're talking about Yibum, Maimar is the equivalent of Kiddushin. Ubiyavama ain tofsin elamidivrei sofrim. And when it comes to Yibum, then it's only effective rabbinically. So it's not a Torah law, but it's a rabbinic law. Ishto imo. So Beis Shammai say he gets to keep his wife. Desavrei Beis Shammai, balas maimar hi chashuva kiknusa. They feel that once he's performed maimar, she is considered his wife. It's like they're already married. V'kishenafla achoso la'akarchein, lo misasra mishum achos zekuka. So he feels that when the second wife is widowed, that doesn't affect his relationship with the first wife because of this situation of connections to sisters. Vahala and the other wife, zoteitse afmin hachalitza mishum achos isha. So the second woman, he doesn't even have to perform chalitza. She's got no relationship to him at all because she is the sister of his wife. So there's no connection ever formed, according to the opinion of Beis Shammai. But Beis Hillel say, motzi ishto beget, the one with whom he performed maimar, he must divorce with a bill of divorce, a get. Dolo olim mamar l'sha'uya k'knusa, because maimar doesn't make her the functional equivalent of a wife, according to Beis Hillel. V'zo asarta mishum achos zekuka, and she's prohibited because she's the sister of a woman who has a tie of yibum to him. V'tzricha get mipnei ha-maimar, and he needs to also give her a get because he did the maimar, which is the rabbinic equivalent of kedushin. The havi kedushin b'miktzas, it's partial kedushin. V'lo pikoi kedushin below get, and the only way to get rid of that is with a bill of divorce. B'tzricha chalitza, but she also needs chalitza. D'hoyol v'lo havi maimar kedushin gemurin, because since this maimar, this kedushin, isn't really effective kedushin, adayin zekukahi, she's still connected to him with this bond of yibum. B'tzricha chalitza l'zekisa. So she needs a get to dissolve the maimar, and she needs chalitza to dissolve the bond formed by yibum. Ubereisha yehev la gita v'hadar chalitzla. So first he has to give her the get, and then he has to perform chalitza with her. So this is what they say. Ilo al ishto, woe to him because of his wife. Shetzarech lehotzia beget, because he must send her out with a bill of divorce. Ve'ilo al eshes achiv, and woe to him because of his brother's wife. Shehutzarech lechalotzla, because he needs to perform chalitza with her. So he's left with no wives from this situation. Okay, that is the end of Mishnah Tes. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph.